I would like to introduce our beloved Valerie Vogt.
Hello, heart friends everywhere. I was born in McHenry, Illinois, about 50 miles northwest of Chicago and 12 miles from the Wisconsin line.
Excuse me, just a minute. Valerie, can you begin again? Hi, my name is Valerie Vogt.
Oh,
okay.
Hi, my name is Valerie Vogt, and I'm a beautiful heart friend here from Mount Shasta. I was born in McHenry, Illinois, about 50 miles northwest of Chicago and 12 miles from the Wisconsin line. When I was 7 years old, our house burned down. It was November and there was snow on the ground. We moved into a three-room cottage that my dad had moved onto a basement. But the only problem was the water wasn't hooked up. There was five of us. And the well hadn't been drilled yet because the ground was frozen. And we carried water in milk cans. The next summer, I was diagnosed with rheumatic fever. I spent the entire summer keeping quiet. No running and playing outside that year. Our house was one block from the Catholic Church of St. Mary's. I attended grade school there. And I love singing on the choir and helping the nuns. At age 13, I decided to enter the convent, the Third Order of St. Francis in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. When I went home for summer vacation, my mother told me she was expecting a baby and would I please stay home. I was the only girl and the oldest. It happened that they had just built a new Catholic high school, and I worked in the cafeteria every day to pay for my tuition. After I graduated from high school, I went to teletype school in Omaha, Nebraska. After completing the course, I got a job in downtown Chicago in the cashier's cage of a stockbroker. I took the commuter train every day back and forth. The next summer, my parents decided to move to Chehalis, Washington. My mother had several relatives, several brothers and sisters that lived there, so they decided that this would be a good move. I moved with them and found a job in Seattle with Alcoa Aluminum. I was lonely and joined the USO and met my first husband, Stephen, who was from, you guessed it, Chicago. We settled near Tacoma, Washington, and I had my daughter, Christine. We ended up moving to Eastern Washington because of the work situation. After attending night classes, I was hired at Hanford Nuclear Plant as one of the first women, quality assurance, quality control for sheet metal. There's a little story that goes with this. They gave me a tape measure and a hard hat, and they sent me out to a building to inspect the ductwork. And the ductwork went straight up 20 feet, and they said, okay, now you need to take measurements of all that ductwork. I was afraid of height. So I'm walking back to our office, and I'm kind of kicking the stones with my shoes, and I'm going like, well, this is it. I'm washed up here. This isn't going to go any further than this. When my next husband, Robert, came up and he said, what's the problem? I said, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to climb up there. He said, you're not supposed to. So he kind of took me under his wing and we did the paperwork. We made sure all the paperwork lined up. So we also had the other woman who was hired at this point was a psychic. And she told Robert and I that we had been together on Moo. We went to visit my dad, who was dying of cancer in Seattle. And we took a walk along the wharfs because it was so intense with him not doing very well. And we found the book, The Great White Brotherhood. That started our search for Church Universal and Triumphant. We joined Church Universal and Triumphant, and 1 year later, we were accepted as the first family on the work-study program for 1 year. After we completed this, we worked as apartment managers for 2 years in Irvine, California, and decided to move to Montana with the rest of the bulk of the church. And we were able to attend the first quarter of Summit University, the Lords of the Seven Rays. In 1990, we moved back to Chehalis, Washington. And in 1991, Robert fell at work and was left an incomplete quadriplegic. We moved back to Eastern Washington in 1995. I attended Columbia Basin College and received my associate's degree in business administration entrepreneurship with honors. In 2002, my beloved Robert passed to the other side suddenly. In 2004, I moved back to Chehalis and attended the Catholic Church with my mother. In 2011, I was researching Lemuria and discovered the Telos Group and signed up in 2012 for an initiatic journey with the Seven Rays. On my way home, I asked myself, how soon could I get back to Mount Shasta? I truly fell in love with it. I moved in December of 2012. I connected with the Heart Center in September 2013 and have stayed with growing and growing and meeting all my beautiful heart friends.
Oh, thank you, Valerie. Thank you very much. And Valerie, there's a part of your life which I've heard you talk about before and you didn't mention here, and that was the part about when you lived in a teepee and you did a lot of canning and things like that. Would you tell us about those parts?
Okay. After Robert and I got married, he was working at the nuclear plant in Michigan. And he kept coming home and he kept saying, "This job is killing me." And I said, no, you can't say that. That's not going to work because it will happen. And so I said, all right, what is it that you really, really want to do in your life? What is your heart's desire? He said, my heart's desire is to go live in a teepee and to become self-sufficient. So we bought an old school bus. We refurbished it, kind of made it so that it could carry a lot of things. It had a little table and chairs and stuff like that in it. And we had the teepee made. It was handmade out of canvas with a liner. It was, I believe, 16 feet in diameter and 22 feet tall. So that's why we needed the school bus to carry the poles that were 22 feet long. So we headed out from Michigan, and we ended up in Nevada, out by the Humboldt National Forest, and we lived in the teepee for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Phoenix. And we lived on the school bus for another 3 months with no power. But we did very well. Yes.
Great. And then about your canning and about your quilting, because when the Mahachohan gave you your blessing about your magical hands. So tell us what you do with your hands.
Okay. I am a quilter. I had that spark in me put there in 1980. And I had a friend who tied quilts, and she showed me how to tie them. So I tied quite a few different quilts. And then I took a class on learning how to do quilting, hand quilting. And that led me to machine quilting. So it's just been a beautiful passion of mine. And I just absolutely love seeing the different fabrics and how they can come together and create these beautiful patterns of light. And so that's where that is. When I first met Robert, we were living in Olympia, Washington. And I took a class that was for master food preservers. So it involved canning, freezing, drying, food safety, any aspect of food preservation that you could think of. And so I completed that course and then offered 50 hours of public service in order to pay for that course.
Great. Well, we're so happy to have you here in Mount Shasta with your wonderful skills. And one last question, and that is about your spiritual path. And you said having joined the Heart Center was beneficial for that. And just wondering if there's anything on the spiritual side you'd like to share with us before we go.
Anything on the spiritual side? Let me see. Just that I just absolutely love being with the Masters. I love having found the Masters. And I truly love Saint Germain. He has been my real inspiration, and I'm so happy that he's here in Mount Shasta.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much, Valerie, for being with us, and we are so happy you are joining us in our morning broadcast.
Thank you.